This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, August 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Solidity, a growing threat to ag. Farmers against $18 minimum wage. An EPA herbicide strategy gets mixed review. California needs another Central Valley project just to manage salinity. As far back as 1883, California was aware of salt issues in San Joaquin Valley groundwater. The Regional Water Board for the Central Valley is still grappling with this today. The state eventually built the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project, creating a system of waterways that collected more salt from various rivers, the delta and runoff, depositing it in the valley. Several salinity management efforts have ensued over the years, such as the Grasslands Bypass Project in 1998. Yet a recent report from the Water Board's CV Salts program notes a critical need for a means to resolve the long-term drainage, salt accumulation, and salt transport problem. The challenge is so great, resolving it would require, quote, major resources on a similar scale to California's water development projects. The report describes such measures as vital to, quote, preserving the valley's world-class irrigated agriculture system and to sustain the communities that rely on the robust agricultural sector. The problem is growing as state and federal agencies reduce water allocations and water districts conserve use. There is an increased urgency with the thought that there will be less surface water supplies available, Regional Board Executive Officer Patrick Pulpa told the State Water Board at a hearing this month. That means less water to drain the salt load and more salinity accumulating in the groundwater. You can read more about the CV salts in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. Western Growers campaigns against minimum wage hike. Voters will decide in November whether to raise the state's minimum wage by $2, from $16 to $18 an hour for an estimated 2 million workers. Proponents say the added pay is needed to meet California's rapidly rising cost of living. But businesses are wary of adding more expenses to their bottom line. Cal Chamber is leading an opposition coalition that includes trade associations for restaurants and retailers. Now, Western Growers has joined the No campaign. According to Neil Callis, who manages the Turlock Fruit Company and serves on the Western Growers Board, farmers are tired of the constant push to raise the minimum wage. He shared significant concerns with the State Food and Ag Board recently over industry consolidation due primarily to labor costs. EPA finalizes ESA herbicide strategy, says it's easier to implement. EPA's final herbicide strategy, designed to protect more than 900 species listed as threatened or endangered, includes more options for growers and reduces the burden on applicators compared to the draft released last year, the agency said yesterday. EPA identified a handful of mitigation measures that, when used on a field by themselves, would result in runoff erosion exposures that would not likely have a potential for population-level impacts to listed species. They are systems with permanent berms, tailwater return systems, and subsurface tile drains with controlled drainage structures. The strategy also says growers, applicators that work with a runoff erosion specialist or participate in a conservation program would likely achieve higher than average mitigation measure efficacy and benefits of mitigation tracking. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. learn more, and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo Agrifinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Food industry giant to begin implementing traceability measures. Sysco Corporation, a major global food distributor, has released its plan for complying with FDA's traceability rule. The rule, issued under the Food Safety Modernization Act, requires additional record keeping for certain foods. The intent is to make it easier to identify and remove potentially harmful foods from the market. Sysco will begin implementing advanced traceability measures and will take steps to also help its suppliers comply, that according to a press release. Through its traceability initiative, Sysco will partner with iFoods DS, Food Safety and Quality Management Solutions Group, to give the company's network interoperable options for sharing the required data. The company also plans to establish an internal task force to monitor compliance and improve traceability. Colorado river water cut levels to remain in place next year. New projections from the Bureau of Reclamation indicate states in the lower Colorado River Basin are likely to remain in level one shortage conditions next year. Under previous agreements, this means Arizona will need to conserve 512,000 acre feet of water, while Nevada will need to conserve 21,000. Those states in California will have already conserved an additional 1.5 million acre feet of water by the end of 2024 under a supplemental agreement. The states agreed to preserve a collective total of 3 million acre feet between 2023 and 2026. Walz headlines DNC Day 3. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will address the Democratic National Convention tonight, formally accept his nomination to be vice president. Other speakers tonight, the convention's third day, include former President Bill Clinton, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. In the hallways, AgriPulse caught up with Minnesota Democrat Representative Betty McCollum, a senior House appropriator who criticized cuts in the Republicans' agriculture spending legislation. Some of the numbers that they cut, like the Food and Drug Administration and the safety inspectors and all that, take us backwards years and years for where the funding should be, she said. At the United Center, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, went after corporate consolidation in his speech Tuesday night. We must take on Big Pharma, Big Oil, Big Ag, Big Tech, and all the other corporate monopolists whose greed is denying progress for working people. Well, here's today's final word. The state is not prepared for the release of toxic fumes from EV fires. That GOP Assemblymember Tom Lackey of Palmdale. Last week, Assembly Republicans asked the Air Resources Board to delay implementation of its ban on diesel engines after an electric truck caught fire last month and stalled motorists in 109-degree heat along I-15. The lawmakers reiterated their call after a Tesla semi caught fire Monday on I-80 in Sierra Nevada, spewing hazardous gases for hours. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, August 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.